This is episode 75 of Extraordinary Women Radio. Welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio. I am your host, Cami Gilner. Women are being called to lead with voice, vitality, and vigor. Each week, join me for wisdom-filled interviews with extraordinary women living out loud and making a difference in our world. Their stories will uplift, inspire, and spark your own purpose-driven journey. Hello, my extraordinary women friends. Today, I am so excited to bring you the duo of my dear friends and dear clients, Lizanne Corbett and Paula Friedland. Lizanne and Paula are the co-founders of Soul Speaks, a transformational process to help people ignite their truth and express their authenticity in the world. I have personally experienced their work, and it's truly magical. Lizanne is a heart warrior, a soul nurturer, a rebel poet, and a midwife to the spirit. Paula is a former New York City actress and singer who today is focused on helping women heal laryngitis of their internal voice, to recover from the paralysis that happens so that we can each celebrate what is unique in who we are. I love these two women. In addition to running their own successful personal growth businesses, they have found a way to weave their art into all that they do. As you'll learn in this interview, their art is an essential element of their gift to the world. Lizanne and Paula will be my guest speakers at the Extraordinary Women Ignite event coming up on November 1st through 3rd. I invite you to join us. We'll have 3 days focused on raising up your voice, your visibility, and your business. You can get your tickets on my website at camigilner.com. As you tune in today, you'll see why I'm so excited to share their gifts with my community. Let's meet Lizanne Corbett and Paula Friedland of Soul Speaks. Well, welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio, Paula and Lizanne. I am so thrilled to have you both here with me.
Thank you, Cami. We're excited to be here as well.
Yeah, thank you so much. Can't wait for this.
Yeah, and I've loved having both of you in my Soulful Inspired Business Mastermind this year. And I'm really excited that you're going to be joining us with your powerful Soul Speaks work in just a few weeks at Extraordinary Women Ignite. You know, women speaking up is so important right now.
Yeah, amen to that. For sure.
That's an understatement, yeah.
Yeah, right. And so I think your work is so important to really helping women find their true voice and be true to who they are. And it's really going to be a gift to all of the attendees. So thanks for bringing that to us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
It's an honor.
Yeah, so let's start with the topic of women finding their voice. If you had one thing to say to the world right now, what would it be and how have you found this clarity? So Paula, would you just share that, you know, your response to that to start with?
Yeah, such a huge topic. But if I put my own nutshell together here, I mean, for me, voice has always been my focus, even since I was little, like standing up for the underdog and advocating, and that's come through my whole life in some way. And what I've seen through time is that people have a fear of speaking, and especially women, I think, even more than men, this fear of public speaking, fear of really telling the truth about who we are. And so the society is out of balance. It's a patriarchy, and this is not about man being bad or anything like that, but the out of balance quality of the world, the thing that will bring that more in to balance is the feminine voice, which is about collaboration and connection and nurturing and you know, community. And so women can't bring that kind of power into the world without first owning it themselves.
Right.
So having to own their own voice is the key of changing the world. So that's what
that is beautiful. And you know, what really resonates for me right now is, and you know, Dr. Anita Sanchez is going to be joining us at Ignite, and she has been around the world and circled with Indigenous elders, and the Indigenous elders of the world are saying it is really time for that shift to happen with the, you know, the feminine coming more in balance within our patriarchal society. And so I think that's really, you know, I think we're all hearing this calling, that this energy that is calling us and telling us to step up and to find our voice. And the work that you're doing right now in helping women find their voice is so important, because it's part of this grand overall scheme.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you, Lizanne? What's your thoughts on this?
Well, if there were something that I would want to say about this, is it's about stepping up, but it's also about stepping in. Mm-hmm. And when I mean stepping in, it means stepping into your body and your instinctual wisdom that lives in your body. Mm-hmm. And if you can't hear that instinctual wisdom, then you're not going to be able to bring your voice into the world. And as a psychotherapist doing my work with women over the last 30 years, that is the thing I teach everybody that comes into my office and that I work with, no matter if it's individually or in groups or retreats or anything like that. It is about learning to hear that instinctual wisdom that lives in your body, so that you can know what you need, so that you can advocate for that and give it voice. Mm. We have been trained to be silent.
Mm.
And this is the training from the inside out to train us to what I've been kind of calling getting your sacred roar back.
Ooh, I like,
you know,
that a lot.
And
right?
bringing you to the world. And, you know, what brought that clarity to me is just, you know, hard won, long fought, deeply revered, a lifetime of work. And I think at every decade, women are invited to come home to themselves in a different way. And if they choose to do that, they will bring their voice and their instinctual wisdom into the world. And every decade, we're invited to come home to ourselves in that way.
Oh, that
and the world, the world is being called by the divine feminine to get our sacred roar. So bring it.
Yeah, and I love sacred roar, right? I mean, I can just feel that. It's like it's powerful.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah. Yep. And all we can do is lock arms and step in step and support and hold up each other when we're ready to have that roar and speak our truth.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
I think that's what Ignite is all about. And that's what Paul and I are all about, and Soul Speaks is all about. And all, you know, the world is coming together to create that synergy to have the feminine come alive more and more and more. So we're a part of it. Amen.
Very cool.
Or excuse me, a woman.
There we go. I like it. I like that. So let's, we're talking about courage and we're talking about speaking your truth. Can you each share a short story about speaking up despite the fear, uncertainty, or doubt that was there for you, but you spoke up anyway? There was a way that you came to this, right? And so Lizanne, why don't you start off with that? Why don't you share a little bit of your story?
All right. Well, I'm a dark night of the soul traveler, have been most of my life, and not because I said, oh, gee, I'm going to join that call and do that. It was because in a dark night experience, you're brought to your knees and brought to a state of nothingness, and you either go through it or you collapse and keep doing the same thing over and over again. And it was the last death of an identity, when probably about 8 years ago, something like that, where I was in that state of nothingness. And the only thing that kept me grounded and anchored was my writing. And it was an invitation to go through the dark night. And it was a simple, simple thing. How do I say this? In the middle of the dark night, my identity was dying, and my husband came home one day and I said, can you build me a coffin? And
oh, wow.
He was like, oh my God. And he said, you want it life size or what? And I said, no, I want a tiny little coffin, because I need to create something that anchors and speaks to the death of this identity. And that is what a dark night is. It's the death of an identity. And so I created a coffin, and it was a beautiful piece of art that spoke to that part of me And my husband actually is the one who invited me to share the poetry that came from that dark night around the kitchen table with friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why? Who wants to hear this? You don't even like hearing it. And he's like, no, it's really powerful. Go ahead and get it. And so I would share one of the darkest, most raw poems that I had. And I would watch men's eyes get so big and take like three steps back. And then I watched women start bawling.
Because they knew it. They felt they'd experienced
Absolutely.
It somewhere. Right.
And then I'm like, okay. And then the divine feminine said, Lizanne, you need to share the surrender, death, transformation, resurrection, rebirth process with people. And you need to share these poems. And I'm like, oh no, I don't do that kind of thing. But when
And why did
calls,
you say you didn't do that sort of thing?
Because I've never spoke. I mean, I do retreats, I do workshops, I do all that, but I don't speak in front of people. Or I didn't.
That's a better word, right?
It's not only I didn't, as Paula can attest to, because I got my voice to be able to speak in front of people working with Paula in speaking circles and then Soul Speaks. I couldn't speak in front of people.
What do you mean?
And because
you couldn't
of speak. I couldn't.
I mean, words wouldn't come out. Is that
no.
it?
No. Uh-uh. No,
yeah.
No words.
Yeah. Right.
And so that was the first thing. And then hooking up with Paula in speaking circles and not being able to speak for the first few times. And over the years working in Soul Speaks, being able to now speak comfortably in front of 50, 60, 100 people and sharing my poems as well.
Right. The very raw part of you.
Terrified would be a good word. Shut down, disconnected, no way kind of thing. And so that would be walking through and speaking the truth. And currently in my life, bringing my book Notorious, The Poetic Travels of the Fierce Feminine into the world is also one of those moments.
Yeah.
Of
and you know,
walking through fear.
And when you stand up and do your poetry, the room stops, you know, it's like you can hear a dime hit the floor because it's like people stop and they're just so tuned in. And that's why I love to have you share your poems at, you know, many
Thank
of my
you.
Events. It's always fabulous. But I think the fact that you came through the fear and you know, you stepped into it anyway, you know, the first time when you sat around the table with friends and you started to share that and you started to see the reaction that happened and how you could connect with people is so powerful.
Yep. Well, when the Divine Mother calls, you better listen.
Exactly, right? And I think that's it. We each have our purpose that we have been handed that, you know, we are living into. And when we get handed that, it's learning to move through the fears and the challenges that are there. So, Paula, go ahead, Lizanne.
No. I was just going to go to Paula because her story is like way compelling around this as well. I mean,
let's
it's
hear
like,
your
wow.
story, Paula.
Well, Lizanne mentioned the dark night of the soul, which she is really an expert on helping people move through. And one of the biggest dark nights that I had, one of the worst things that's ever happened to me, happened about, I don't know, 10 years ago. So I've been a singer and an actress my whole life. I made my living at that for 13 years in New York City. And but when I moved back to Colorado, I changed careers, but yeah, that was still a huge part of me, my singing. And I started working on it even more. And I started working with a teacher that helped me get even better. I was singing better than I ever had. My range was huge. I was really on the top of my game. And then 10 years ago, I got a cold, just a basic cold. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I got full-blown laryngitis, which was really a drag. But I've come back from things before. And so eventually my speaking voice came back. But my singing voice didn't come back. The middle of my range was completely taken out. And this is something I could never in my wildest dreams have imagined would happen to me. And worked with doctors and experts, and they said, oh, it'll come back. It'll come back. Well, weeks went by and months and years, and it didn't come back. And so this sent me into that dark night, and it was about not even knowing who I am without that. Who am I? What's my identity? And, it was a really dark time. And, you know, there was a lot of grief. There was crying. I had to work with a rehab person to try to help me. And I cried through most of those sessions. She cried with me, and I got part of my voice back, and I did still have the lower range, but I'd lost a whole part of me. And so I was up against this thing at one point, like, well, what do I do with this? And I had to decide in some moment. I was still being so pulled by the longing to sing, because it had been who I was, not just a hobby ever, the fabric of my being. And so I had to look at, well, how can I do this even in a limited way? And I had to make the choice. Do I sing in this lower part of my range, very limited, you know, not as glorious as it had been before, or do I not sing at all? Mm-hmm. And I had to make that choice, and I did choose to sing anyway. And the grief is always there, and the vulnerability is always there, but realizing that that this part of my voice is still really valuable, and that my story can actually help other women be able to speak who they are, about who they are, not about what they do. So that's the nutshell of my story.
Oh, and every time I hear this story, Paula, it just, my heart just, you know, is so wide open for you through the, you know, the journey that you've been
Thank
on.
You.
And I've heard you sing, and it is the most beautiful. It's so beautiful because there's so much passion behind the singing and your voice, and giving, letting that voice, you know, come through you. And it's so powerful. It's really, really powerful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Don't you agree, Lizanne?
Oh my goodness. You know, I always get tears and choke up, and my heart beats when I hear Paula's story.
Yeah.
And that's the realization that I had, was that I don't have to have the full voice. I don't have to have the same quote unquote talent as I had before, that the part of my voice I can sing with now is really just as powerful as it was, just in a different way.
Yeah. And from the lesson behind this, right? There's a huge lesson for all of us to think about.
Sure.
What would you say, you know, from the perspective of what's that taught you, and what does that help you with what you're teaching your clients, with people that you work with?
Yeah. I mean, you know, the voice has always been a major thing with me, like I said, my whole life, and standing up for other people and all that. And so this wound that I had made me, even once I was able to come through that dark night, I was even more, you know, on a mission to help people see the value of their own voices in who they are. If you remove all the hats that they wear and what they do, they have value just sitting there doing nothing. And so, you know, I took that ball and ran with it, and it's helping people, first of all, see the value of their own voice. And I say this all the time. It's part of, I don't know, my soapbox is that there are 8 billion people in the world, even more than that, and not one of us is the same. How mind-blowing is that? I think we forget about that. And so if one voice doesn't speak out, the whole world is not complete. So that's been my mission now, with a vengeance, is helping every single person I can possibly touch realize the value of their voice. And then with Soul Speaks, it helps them actually be able to put that voice in the world and get through the fear, in order to bring their gifts, their unique gifts, to the world.
That's awesome. That's totally awesome. Thank you for sharing those stories. So I
thank
know
you.
Yeah, I know we all share a love of art, and I know that art has guided you in many decisions in this past year. Can you share how art has really impacted your life and how it's shaping your future, more importantly? And let's start with Paula.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of a continuation of what I just said. Art has always been a part. Performing arts have always been in me. So I lived in New York and I, you know, made my living at it. But then at this one point, it was 1992, I was still in New York and still pursuing that. And my dad died really suddenly. And it rattled me to my core, and it made me shake things up and start to think, well, what do I want to do? And so I changed careers, actually, to find something a little more stable. And I love what I do now, coaching, counseling, speaking. And I thought once I changed careers that that part of me, that singer, actress, you know, that was behind me. And, you know, I found out that wasn't true, you know, in graduate school when I gravitated toward the actress that was doing drama in residential treatment with kids and the singer-songwriter that was bringing her art in terms of helping others. And I realized this is not a hobby. And so I actually, over the last 15 years, I co-wrote 3 shows with a friend of mine using all the music of my idol, Stephen Sondheim. And then I also wrote a one-woman show about aging because I was really struggling with that when I turned 50. So I wrote this show called Aging the Musical, and people responded really well to it and related to it. And so I've done many iterations of that and am working on the most recent iteration of that now. And so it's always doing my art, even while I'm, you know, not making my living at it. And then Lizanne and I actually, and she'll speak to her art, but we've brought our own art together. And last year we did an event that you came to, Cami, called The Revolution
Fabulous.
Of Love, where we taught Soul Speaks, but we also, she delivered some amazing poetry, and I was able to sing some songs that punctuated the points of the evening. And so we want to keep doing that and bringing our own art into everything that we do now, just woven in instead of a separate entity.
Yes, I love how you've woven it in together. I think that's so powerful, and I think it's a great example for our listeners. Is if there's something that you love to do, find a way to weave it into to what you do. And, you know, so that it doesn't have to be two separate things, but you actually become more powerful, more unique when you can weave in all the pieces of you.
Oh, I think that's so right on. And you speak to that, Cami, in terms of talking about, you know, brand, but not in a heady way.
Right.
In just what you just said, like bringing all of yourself. Instead of thinking things have to be separate or you have to let certain things go.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, it's also so much about honoring your essence. And if you're honoring your essence and you're being who you are, you're going to be that wherever you are, every place you are.
Absolutely.
You don't have to compartmentalize it. You get to bring it.
Yes. Yes. And you got really clear this year, Lizanne. Even just say, tell us who you are, what you do. I mean, because when you start talking Rebel Poet, all that you do, so tell us, so bring that to the table right now.
Okay. So I'm a psychotherapist, and I have been doing that for over 30 years. And I do women's groups.
Yeah. But give us the juice
all that
part
kind
of you.
Stuff. So, well,
give us the description that you use to describe yourself,
Well, I'm a heart warrior, soul nurturer, rebel poet, midwife to the spirit.
And that's what I'm looking for, right?
Yeah. And you know, if we're talking art, I think what my art is creating experiences for people to become who they are, through ritual, through music, through, actual making of art to integrate their learning. I create experiences, and I think art is experiential. And I know Paula totally agrees with that. I because it is an experience. You're creating an experience for people. And for me, it's about creating that in my women's groups, in my retreats, whether we're mask making or mandala creating or painting essence or creating ritual space, walking a labyrinth with a mask of your essence. And for me, that's where my art is, right, is creating and anchoring your essence through experiences. And sometimes it is about dressing up as the goddess that you are and doing a voice dialogue with that part of you so that you actually know what it feels like to have that part come alive. Right. And for me personally, lately it's my poetry, right, and bringing that into the world and having that inspire or guide or hold people in love while they're walking through whatever dark night or whatever fear that might be gripping them and helping them walk through that to step into the light, right, of who they are and bring their brilliance with them. Yeah. That's awesome. Kind of what I do.
Yeah.
With art. It's all art.
And
we
I think
art.
Yeah, and I think that is recognizing that we all have artists in us. We all have an ability to be an artist.
Yes.
And
people say they aren't, but the bottom line is they really, really are.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because art is not about
way.
Right. It's not about talent, it's about originality.
Ooh, Paula.
That's the artist in each of us.
Right. You go, girl. That's perfect.
Right.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Okay. So,
amen.
What small, seemingly insignificant decision had a massive impact on your life? Lizanne, can you kick us off?
Ooh. Well, there's been a few of them, but I think one that was seismic, I'll call it seismic in my life, was I was 26 years old and I decided to go to a workshop. And the workshop was Stan Grof's work, holotropic breathwork. And I had no idea what I was walking into. I just have always had this knack of knowing that something was absolutely where I needed to be. And I just went without question. And I tell this story because I walked in and I had a suit on, I had espadrilles, I had a nice jacket, and I walked in and everybody was in tie-dye stuff. And I'm like, what's that? And of course, I have a strong spiritual sense. And I just went, okay, divine one, you got me here. If you don't want me here, you better get me out. And I didn't get out. And it was an experience that validated what I already knew, and it gave me huge roadmaps to live the rest of my life from and to teach from. And it showed me experientially that the world is so much bigger than we think it is, and we are so much deeper and richer than we even possibly know we can be. And it taught me how to travel that path of death and rebirth. And it taught me how to uncover and release and reveal and revel in essence. And that has been those roadmaps and that kind of transpersonal psychology stuff has been in everything that I've ever done. And it supports that basic mission of mine is to midwife the spirit and the essence into the world. And it's in everything I do. It's foundational to who I am. And it was because I said, hey, I'm going to go to this workshop.
Wow, that's awesome. And that's so important,
beautiful.
Right? It's like when we get called to be somewhere, to do something, follow those sparks, because those are often the things that can change our whole life.
Oh, it did. It changed the trajectory of my whole life. If you can imagine a little kid from North Dakota, 26 years old, walking into, we're going to talk transpersonal and perinatal psychology here. We're not just going to talk it. We're going to give you an experience.
That's awesome. I love it. I love it. How about you, Paula?
Thank you.
It's such a great question. I mean, two major things come to mind really quickly, personally and professionally. When I was living in New York, I wasn't going to go to this audition. I thought, no, I'm not going to be right for that, or I can't do it. And I went to this audition for the show Hair, the European tour, and because I didn't think I was going to get it, I was totally free, and it was one of the best auditions I ever did. And before even walking out of the room, they offered me the lead. And so I did three different tours of the show Hair in Europe, and it changed my life because, you know, seeing that you said this before, about how big the world is, right? And seeing our part in it. And so it expanded that for me, and traveling through Europe and being able to bring my art and have fun and all of that. And then the other one that comes to mind is, in terms of really what we're talking about today, is a friend of mine just randomly suggested, hey, I found this thing, this course in California called Speaking Circles. I'm like, what the heck is that? She's like, I don't know, but it looks kind of cool. And we just spontaneously, and I'm not always spontaneous, but I did that. We just up and went to that. And that opened me up to this thing, Speaking Circles, which is what we've talked about. I just was so drawn to it. It was about helping people with their voice and getting over any fears of being in front of people or being themselves. And that, I taught speaking circles after that. I got certified, and then that has led me to co-facilitating Soul Speaks, which is such a huge part of who I am and my mission and my connection, friendship and collegial connection with Lizanne, and reaching more and more people and helping them get their voices in the world through Soul Speaks. So, awesome. Yeah.
So yeah.
Don't forget partner in crime.
Yeah.
You two have a beautiful partnership together. It's really
we
fun
do.
To watch and yeah. experience the two of you together. So congratulations
for
the beautiful work that you do together. I think you guys
we're very blessed by each other and blessed
you,
to be able to work together. And thank you so much. And
yeah.
Go girl, Paula.
Back at you.
Thank you.
So you guys are going to be sharing Soul Speaks at Ignite. And can you let's just share a little bit what Soul Speaks is and how you'll be working with our attendees at Ignite.
Well, in a nutshell, Soul Speaks is really this transformational dynamic. It's really an extraordinarily life-changing process that foundationally helps people get over the fear of public speaking. And quickly, that's also for, you mentioned this, Cami, that you've been speaking a lot. And like I said, I spoke a lot too, but it helps even people that feel, you know, that are speaking their whole lives. It helps them be more authentic.
Absolutely.
So that's foundationally what it was, and came from what I talked about before, Lee Glickstein, and who created speaking circles. So that's the foundational piece, helping people get over the fear of public speaking. But it goes way beyond that. That's only one of the benefits. Maybe Lizanne can talk more about that.
Well, I will just add in here before Lizanne goes, is because you just mentioned this, you know, when I went through your Soul Speaks workshops, I found a very different way of being able to stand in front of an audience, being able to be comfortable in the pauses, being able to trust what's supposed to flow through me well. So I totally agree. I mean, it helped me shift all of the even get better in all of the public speaking work that I had done through the years. It just gave me a different way to just trust myself.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah. You know, that is at the core of the transformational work, is there is a re-imprinting that happens, and maybe a first time imprinting of being honored and blessed and seen and reveled in for actually being who you are. Getting out of your head, coming into relationally presencing to yourself, and then letting coming from the inside out, not from the top down, but from the inside out, and letting yourself reveal who you are.
Right.
And there is huge, amazing imprinting that happens that gives people permission to be who they are. Again, our tagline is change the world by being yourself. When you create an environment, a sacred space for people to develop the practice of being themselves, and then they get blessed for it, guess what? people want to do that more and more and more, and they increase their, what we're calling their, your authenticity quotient. Right. And when you have that muscle built, and you can bring that anywhere. Like I said earlier, if you own your essence, it doesn't matter where you are, work, home, friends, family, you bring you with you all the time. And as we've said before, you need to be able to bring that essence voice into the world. And that's when we live more powerfully, is when we're just being so much more authentically.
Absolutely.
So Yahoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether that's with talking to a barista, or whether that's, you know, talking at, I don't know, the highest corporate levels and everything in between.
Yes.
It's how we interact every single day with people. Yeah.
Yeah. It's our relationships get better through this.
Exactly.
Yeah. We like to say we create compadres out of strangers through connection and love.
Yes. Hear, hear.
Yeah. I like it. I totally like it.
Thank you.
So Lizanne, you've got your new book launching soon. And when is it available? And what's the name? It's Notorious, right?
It's called Notorious, The Poetic Travels of the Fierce Feminine. And I'm expecting probably January, February, something like that. All the pieces are done. They just need to all get put together and get launched out there. And once it's ready to go, I'll do a book launch and a performance piece that goes with it.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Would you do us the honor of reading one of your wonderful poems?
Yeah, well, yes, do it.
I'll perform it for you.
I like that. That's a better word. So excuse me. Let me slap my hand. So, well, you perform one of our poems.
You know, I find that so ironic that I can even say that out loud, because going from having to be silent in Soul Speaks, because you can do a silent turn, and it wasn't a choice for me to begin with. So the fact that I can actually joke about performing it is huge. And I think it can speak to anybody who thinks they can't do this. All I can say is I'm living proof. Proof is in the pudding, dear. And yeah, you can.
Okay.
So here's, and I pick this without knowing kind of the vein that we've been talking about, but everything today we've been talking about has been about answering the call. And if you can't answer the call, then you won't know your truth. So this is all about answering the call. The call. What calls? Who calls? We call. They call. Calls from where? Calls what? The call, calling up, calling forth, calling to, calling from, calling with. What are we to do with the call? Answer it, ignore it, delve into it, raise it up, take it in, brandish it, banish it, welcome it, embrace it, the call. Calling up, calling forth, calling to, calling from, calling with. What happens when we answer the call? Do we get heard or chastised? Do we get blessed or broken? Do we get heard or listened to or ignored and minimized? Or do we get shut up or shut down? Or do we get celebrated and cheered? It depends on what you ask. And how fierce does the fire roar in your heart? And how fierce does the love fan the flame? How fierce is your truth, and will it ignite the fire? How fierce is your commitment to healing the wounds of your four mothers? Will it blaze like a roaring bonfire, lighting the way for those to come? Answer the call, damn it. The tsunami of flames of the fierce, loving, truth-telling, conjuring creators will sweep you up in the wave of fierceness and carry you along until you can join your spark to the fire of transformation, where the fierce flames of love will envelop you. Come on, join the revolution of love. It's your time. It's your gift. It's your lineage. It's your flame of love. Call yourself, call your friends, call your mothers, call your sisters, call your daughters, call your sons, your brothers, your fathers. Call every and all to the fire to add their spark to the bonfire of love. We're all the light of the world, and we're all holding the fire for love, my dears. Hold it high for all to see, to let them know it's always, yes, always, always and forever lit for everyone to find their way when they're ready to answer the call.
Bravo, bravo, bravo.
Fabulous.
Lizanne so Corbett, brilliant. Everyone. It was so fabulous. And so you can see why I love these two women. And Can you tell us more where people can learn about you and Soul Speaks? Let's start with Lizanne. Tell us where they can learn about you. And then we'll move into Paula and then a little bit about Soul Speaks.
Yeah. Lizanne Corbett Counseling, Denver.com. You can go to my website or you can, and soulspeaks.biz. Those are the places that you can find us. And Paula has her places. So I'm going to turn it over to Paula.
So personally, paulafriedland.com, pretty simple. And, this workshop we're doing on November 30th, it's a half day workshop, and, you will come out of there with a skill set. We talk about taking virtual strangers and teaching them the skill set to, transformation truly. And they will be different. We see people look different when they come out of doing even 3 hours of a Soul Speaks or 4 hours. So all the information's on our website, November 30th. Would love to have you sign up now. And that's what I'd say.
Okay, thank you. The final question that we always close these out with is, what three pearls of wisdom would you like to share with our audience? Paula, can you take that?
Yeah.
Can I do my one little tiny pearl, Paula?
Yeah, I was going to say that. There's one she mentioned that Lizanne talked about this morning that is so fabulous. So, yeah.
I'll get out of your way and make room for that beautiful thing
good.
You're going to be doing. I'm so excited about it. So I just have one tiny one. It seems to kind of fit with everything, and it seems to fit with the Ignite theme. So it's a quote by Colette Worden, and it says, "It's okay if you fall down and lose your spark. Just make sure you get up and it's a whole darn fire."
That's awesome. That's totally awesome. I love it.
All right. Thank you, Paula, for letting me do that. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. I love that quote.
Okay, girl.
A couple things. I mean, there's so many, but another soapbox for me is, don't apologize for your tears. It kills me when people do that. And a quote that goes along with that is from Eve Ensler, who wrote The Vagina Monologues. Mm-hmm. We make everything okay rather than real. So don't negate your tears.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
So there's that. And then just the other one I would share that means so much to me, it's actually a lyric from Stephen Sondheim's show, Sunday in the Park with George. It's from the song called Move On. And what's happening in the scene is the one character is speaking to the artist, George Surratt, because he's feeling like he doesn't have enough to bring. His art isn't good enough, all of that. And it's her speaking to him about his art. But in terms of what we're talking about today, this is something that applies to everyone. So I think I have to actually sing the lyric.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So this is it, a cappella. Stop worrying where you're going. Move on. If you can know where you're going, you've gone. Just keep moving on. Everything you do, let it come from you. Then it will be new. Give us more to see. And what that means comes from, I think it's a Thoreau quote. I don't know who quoted it, but I love it. Here it is. Don't go to your grave with your song still in you.
Yes. Yes.
Amen, Paula.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hallelujah,
that
girl.
Gift. That is just beautiful.
You.
I appreciate it.
Chill.
Both are fantastic and beautiful and wonderful and are changing the world. So thank you for being here with us today.
Back at you, Cammie. What you're doing in the world is incredible, and we're just so happy to be partnering with you and to be part of what you're creating. It's really beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for
creating
here
a beautiful
today.
Tribe.
We have a beautiful circle of women in all of us, don't we?
Yep.
It's like we're very fortunate. So,
yeah. Yep.
I look forward to seeing you both soon, and we'll be at Ignite in just a couple of weeks. And anybody is interested in joining us, jump out there. It's Extraordinary Women. So if you jump out to CammieGellner.com and look under the happenings, you'll see the Ignite event, and get your tickets by next Monday, the 15th, to get that half-off ticket. So until then, friends, we'll see everyone later. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
I hope you liked this episode of Extraordinary Women Radio. If you did, please share this podcast with your own special tribe of women and help spread the love, the dreams, and the inspiration. Are you thinking about making the next bold move in your life? I invite you to take the Your Next Bold Move quiz at CammieGellner.com to find out how you can jumpstart a passionate and meaningful next chapter. You may also enjoy my book, Fire Dancer, Your Spiral Journey to a Life of Passion and Purpose, which is available on Amazon. In Fire Dancer, you will become intimately connected to your heart's calling and build the courage and resiliency to ignite your what's next. I'd love to hear from you on any of my social media channels. I'm on both Facebook and Twitter, and the links are available on my website. Till next time, my friend, listen to your heart, follow your dreams, and be you.